Hello, everybody, and welcome. Hello, everybody. Yes, indeed, you hit a script. Yes, indeed, you hear it. Stick to the script. And we welcome you to the Robinson Show, everybody. I'm your host, Ed Robinson. Oh, man, first of all, for those of you that enjoyed the holidays, man, we want to wish you and yours a very, very happy holidays. As always, hope you had a very Merry Christmas. And, of course, we wish all of you a very, very happy New Year. And I want to get right down to it. Business as usual, of course, it was a busy weekend in the world of sports. We had the NFL, the last week of the regular season. Matter of fact, week 17, the regular season wrapped up in the National Football League. So let's get right to it with your scores. Of course, Dallas beat Philadelphia 6-0. The Lions took care of the Packers 35-11. The Vikings beat the Bears 23-10. The Colts beat the Texans 22-13. Steelers beat the Browns 28-24. Also, the Patriots knocked out the Jets 28-6. The Giants took down the Redskins 18-10. Buccaneers beat the Saints in a tough one down in Tampa 31-24. Titans beat the Jags 15-10. Buffalo beat Miami 22-16. The Chargers took down the Oakland Raiders 30-10. A tight game up in the Pacific Northwest between the Cardinals and the Seahawks. Cardinals win 26-24. The 49ers beat the Rams 34-13. Falcons beat the Panthers 22-10. Chiefs beat the Broncos 27-24. And Cincinnati beat Baltimore 31-27. Excuse me, the score was 31-27, and that wrapped up week 17 in the NFL regular season. Now, with the regular season being over with, here are the NFL playoff standings. Of course, New England is the number one seed. They finished at 13-3. They win the AFC East. They clinch first-round bye, and they get home field throughout the playoffs. The Steelers are the second seed. They're 13-3. They win the AFC North. They clinch a first-round bye, and they get home field throughout the second round. Jacksonville is the third seed. They finish at 10-6, and they are the AFC South champions. Kansas City gets the fourth seed. They won the AFC West, and they have a 10-6 record. And Tennessee and Buffalo are both the wild card teams. Tennessee is the fifth seed at 9-7. Buffalo is the sixth seed. They also finish at 9-7. Now on out to the NFC. The Eagles are the number one seed. They finish at 13-3. They won the NFC East, and they clinch a first-round bye to get home field throughout the playoffs. The Minnesota Vikings finished on the second seed. They finish at 13-3. They're the NFC North champions. They clinch a first-round bye to get home field throughout the second round. The Los Angeles Rams are the third seed. They're the NFC West champions. They finish at 11-5. Also finishing at 11-5 are the New Orleans Saints. They're the fourth seed. They are the NFC South champions. Carolina and Atlanta are the wild card teams. Carolina has the fifth seed. They finished the season at 11-5, and then Atlanta is the sixth seed. They have a wild card spot at 10-6. Now, with that being said, as far as with the NFL playoff standings are concerned, let's get you to this weekend's NFL wild card playoff schedule. On Saturday, January 6th, you've got the fifth seed Tennessee going to Kansas City to take on the fourth seed, the Chiefs. You can watch that game on ESPN and ABC. That game will come on at 3:30 Central Standard Time at Arrowhead Stadium. And then the nightcap will be the sixth seed Atlanta Falcons taking on the third seed Los Angeles Rams. Kickoff is 7:15 p.m. on NBC. And then on Sunday, January the 7th, you have the early game between Buffalo, which is the sixth seed, and Jacksonville, the third seed. That will be a 12 o'clock game on CBS. And as for the Panthers and the Saints, they'll meet again for the third time this year at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome in New Orleans. Carolina is the fifth seed, and New Orleans is the fourth seed. And that game will be at 3:30 on Fox. And, of course, Philadelphia, Minnesota, New England, and Pittsburgh all have first-round byes. Again, so much going on in the National Football League with a lot of the playoff seeding and also teams fighting for playoff spots, but also a lot of, as they always say, they call it Black Monday, because Black Monday is when a lot of the coaches are either fired or they stay for at least one more year and their head remains on the chopping block. We've got, as far as firings are concerned, John Fox, 3 seasons with the Chicago Bears. He's done. So he finished the regular season with the Bears with a record of 5-11. The Detroit Lions fired head coach Jim Caldwell. He spent 4 seasons in the Motor City. His career record was 36 wins and 28 losses. Detroit finished their regular season with a record of 9-7. Also, some defensive coordinators that have been exited out. Dom Capers is out as the defensive coordinator at the Green Bay Packers. He spent 9 seasons with the team. Bruce Arians calls it a career. Matter of fact, Bruce Arians, who's been was a well-respected coordinator for a number of years and finally got his head coaching position with the Indianapolis Colts in 2012 when he filled in for Chuck Pagano when he had a medical issue, and he wound up winning head coach of the year that year. And 2 years later, he won the same award for the Arizona Cardinals. So a job well done to coach Bruce Arians, one of the stand-up guys, not just in the National Football League, but just in sports in general. Also, speaking of kind of scratching your head a little bit, Marvin Lewis is going to stick around up in the Queen City in Cincinnati as Marvin Lewis signs a 2-year extension that will have him in Cincinnati until 2020, I believe. So it's going to be interesting. I guess maybe there was no other option for the Bengals, but nevertheless, Marvin Lewis remains in Cincinnati for another 2 years. And Vance Joseph, in only his first year with the Denver Broncos, John Elway made it perfectly clear that he'll be back as the head coach for the Broncos next season. The Broncos started off strong, but they finished their record below 500 at 5-11. Also, a lot of things to discuss in the world of the National Football League. Quarterback Carson Palmer announced his retirement. Now, Carson Palmer has been one of my favorites, and I got to tell you, it's certainly an interesting thing because Carson Palmer had some great seasons in the AFC with the Cincinnati Bengals. Of course, we know about him and Chad Ochocinco and so many great weapons he had in Cincinnati. They had a wild card games. They were a wild card team, but they could never get over the hump in the NFC during his time. In Cincinnati, of course, they ran into the juggernauts known as the New England Patriots, as well as the Pittsburgh Steelers, and amongst of other high-caliber teams in the NFC during that era with the Indianapolis Colts as well. But nevertheless, Carson Palmer, great years in Cincinnati, asked to be traded, wanted to go out west. He gets his wish fulfilled, and he goes to the Oakland Raiders. 2 decent seasons in Oakland, nothing to run home about, but he put up some effective numbers. But he really hit his stride. He really had a comeback when he finished his career with the Arizona Cardinals. And I got to tell you, Carson Palmer has been one of my favorite quarterbacks. He was a solid quarterback during his time at USC, won the Heisman Trophy, and then he graduated on to the status in the NFL with the Bengals and then the Raiders, and he ended his career on a high note with the Arizona Cardinals, playing alongside a future Hall of Famer, wide receiver with Larry Fitzgerald, and also a solid all-pro running back with David Johnson. So, again, congratulations to Carson Palmer on a solid 15-year career in the National Football League. And also, a lot of happenings have been going on in the NFL. Let's see, speaking of fired head coaches, Indianapolis Colts fired head coach Chuck Pagano. He spent 6 seasons with the team. This year, the Colts have finished with a record of 4 wins and 12 losses, and the Oakland Raiders have fired head coach Jack Del Rio. Now, this is an interesting story right here because we know about the Raiders, and I think in less than 2 years, the Raiders will be headed to Las Vegas. As a matter of fact, as we speak right now, the stadium is being built in Las Vegas, and this stadium is expected to be magnificent. Now, also, the Raiders, not only do they have a lot to look forward to within the next 2 years with the transition of going to Las Vegas, but also there's a possible chance of John Gruden returning to the organization. Now, that would be huge because not only is Coach Gruden being offered a coaching position with the Raiders, but they're also offering him an ownership stake. That should be interesting. That should be something we should pay attention to between now and up until Saturday, because he's expected to do the color commentary for the Titans and Chiefs game on ESPN and ABC. So we'll find out what he has to say about that. We haven't heard too much from him since the Raiders have made him that offer, but it's something we need to keep our eyes and ears open to. But a lot happened again. This is when I call this the second season in the NFL, because now that the regular season is over with, it's not about stats. It's not about wins and losses. It's all about winning or going home. If you win, congratulations. You survived. On to the next round. If you lose, you got a long off season to think about. So you got to get back in that gym and work out and do all the necessary things to prepare and get ready when minicamp starts in June. So a lot happening again in the NFL. Big wild card weekend coming up. And speaking of the NFL and wild card weekend, while I have the opportunity, I want to let everyone know that you can check out my website. It's lulu.com/spotlight/EdRobinson82. You can pick up your the latest copy of the Robinson Report's Power 10 for January 1st, 2018. And also available this Thursday on the same website, Wild Card Weekend Outlook, something to look forward to. So again, available now on lulu.com/spotlight/EdRobinson82 is the final Power 10 of the 2017 regular season for January 1st, 2018. And also, don't forget, this Thursday, available this Thursday on ebook, is your 2018 NFL Wild Card Weekend Outlook. Should be a lot of fun. And also, I don't want to jump the gun too ahead, but already the NFL has released its regular season opponents for the 2018 NFL regular season. Again, this is a nice schedule. Every NFL season is dynamic with a lot of great matchups. And I'm just going to go through a brief summary of the teams. I'm not going to give you all of the teams. If you want to see the full schedules, you have to go on therobinsonreport.net and click on the NFL tab to read the full NFL 2018 opponent schedules. But I'll go through some of the few teams that people really like to root, the fans like to root for. Let's start off with the New England Patriots. They've got home games in 2018 against Buffalo, Miami, the New York Jets. Good game against the Green Bay Packers. Also, they've got Houston, Indianapolis, Kansas City, and Minnesota. Away games, of course, there's Buffalo, Miami, and the Jets. Divisional opponents, and then there's Chicago, Detroit, Jacksonville, Tennessee, and then there's a rematch against Pittsburgh next in 2018. So it should be interesting. Only games that stand out as far as New England is concerned is the Green Bay, Minnesota, Kansas City, and Pittsburgh. Those are the games that really stand out on New England's schedule for next year. As far as Pittsburgh is concerned, you know, the Steelers always have those brutal and those very tough schedules when they're playing in the AFC North. Their home games, they've got Baltimore, Cincinnati, and Cleveland. Those are in their division. And then a home game, always a tough one, against Atlanta, Carolina, Kansas City, the Chargers, and New England. So their home games from top to bottom are already stacked. And as far as away is concerned, of course, there's Baltimore, Cincinnati, and Cleveland. Then there's Denver, Jacksonville, Oakland, Tampa Bay. And, yes, the Steelers will travel to the Mercedes-Benz Superdome to play the Saints in 2018. So already the Steelers, again, they have a very, very tough schedule going into 2018. Now, as far as the NFC East is concerned, the Washington Redskins, of course, a tough schedule both home and away. Their divisional matchups, they have Dallas, the New York Giants, and the Philadelphia Eagles, the typical division opponents. For home games, there's Atlanta, Carolina, Green Bay, and then you have Houston and Indianapolis. Away games, Dallas, the Giants, Eagles, you've got Arizona, you've got Jacksonville, you've got Tampa Bay and Tennessee, and yes, there will be a rematch against the Saints at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome in 2018. And as far as the NFC South is concerned, the Saints, their home games are pretty – they have a 50-50 homestand in 2018. Of course, there's Atlanta, Carolina, and Tampa Bay, their divisional opponents. And then they have Cleveland, the Philadelphia Eagles, the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Washington Redskins, and then there's a rematch of last year's game with the Los Angeles Rams. This past season, they played in L.A. In 2018, they'll be playing in the Dome. And as far as their away games are concerned, there's Atlanta, Carolina, Tampa Bay. Then there's always a tough one against Baltimore. There's Cincinnati. There's Dallas. There's the New York Giants. And then there's a rematch of the Monday night game that happened earlier this year against the Minnesota Vikings. So, again, if you want to see more of the 2018 NFL regular season opponent schedule, you can go to my website, therobinsonreport.net, and click on the NFL tab. So, again, the NFL is hot, blazing, is heating up. I know the weather is cold in many parts of the country, but guess what? The NFL is red hot, and it's smoking hot. It's piping hot right now as we enter into the second season. And speaking of entering into the second season, we're in the thick of things in the second season with the college football bowl schedule. Yesterday was outstanding. The 2018 Citrus Bowl was between 14th-ranked Notre Dame and 17th-ranked LSU. Both teams had a shaky game throughout most of the game. However, Notre Dame was able to come back with a touchdown with less than a minute left to beat LSU 21-17 to win the Citrus Bowl. South Carolina had a good game against Michigan in the 2018 Outback Bowl. South Carolina would go on to win that game, 26th bowl. You had UCF handling its business, beating Auburn 34-27. What a game in the Rose Bowl between Georgia and Oklahoma. That game ended in double overtime. Georgia beat Oklahoma 54-48, and then the nightcap was the 2018 Sugar Bowl between Alabama and Clemson. Alabama would go on to beat Clemson 24-6. So that sets the stage for next Monday night's BCS National Championship game between Georgia and Alabama. There's going to be a lot of fireworks in that game. You got defense, you've got running game, you've got a tale of two quarterbacks with Jake Fromm, who is a solid athletic quarterback, but he's got a great arm, and Jalen Hurts, whose athletic ability is just out of this world. So it should be something to check out. So again, that's the BCS National Championship game will be in Atlanta between Georgia and Alabama. And that's next Monday night at 7 p.m. on ESPN. Again, it's just so much to look forward to. This is a fun time in sports. You've got the NFL playoffs are heating up. You've got the college football bowl season is going to be ending next Monday, but it's going to end on a hot note, on a bright note. And also, the NBA is heating up. We've got a slew of games tonight with the Portland playing Cleveland, the Spurs are playing the Knicks, and you've got the Hawks playing the Suns. The Hornets are going to be playing the Sacramento Kings, and then you've got the Grizzlies playing the LA Clippers. So again, is this so much to look forward to during this time of the year? And also, for all you hockey fans out there, there was every New Year's Day there's the annual NHL Winter Classic. And this year's Winter Classic was a great one between the New York Rangers and the Buffalo Sabres. The Rangers went on to beat the Sabres 3-2 in overtime. That game was played outdoors at Citi Field in Queens, New York, which is home to Major League Baseball's New York Mets. So, again, it's a lot of happenings, a lot of shaking things going on in the world of sports. So, again, but before I go and do all the promos and things of that nature, let me just be the first to say I want to thank Leroy for the opportunity to giving me a platform to host the show and to just giving me an opportunity. And I thank you, the fans out there, all the loyal listeners that are listening on the Sports Talk with Friends Facebook page and also right here on Blog Talk Radio. And also I want to send a special shout out to all the loyal listeners out there, such as Joe and CJ and a host of other people that have been listening, as well as Uncle Leroy. And also a big special thank you to our brother station with Trackstar Sports and Rick Sincere. He wrote a great article on CanalStreetChronicles.com. Go check that out sometime. I tell you what, it's phenomenal. They do great work over there, Rick Sincere, as well as Trackstar Sports, and just everybody just out there supporting not just the Robinson Show, but also more importantly, going out supporting all of the other shows that we have on this great network. So again, available now is the Robinson Report presents the Power 10, which is your top 10 National Football League rankings. It's the last one for the regular season. It's for January 1st, 2018, and it's available on lulu.com/spotlight/Ed Robinson82. And don't forget, this Thursday, we'll have the 2018 NFL Wildcard Weekend Outlook. And also, it's just a whole slew of things coming on from myself as well as all the brothers out there that are doing their shows on Blog Talk Radio. And don't forget as well, you can go to my website for the latest news and information on therobinsonreport.net, therobinsonreport.net, therobinsonreport.net. And again, I'll post all of those links up on the Sports Talk with Friends Facebook page. Again, this is number one. It's exciting. I got more to come. So join me every Tuesday, locked and loaded, ready to go. And again, a big special thank you to Uncle Leroy and all of the loyal followers and listeners out there on the Sports Talk with Friends Facebook page. And just remember one thing, always, always put him first, no matter what you do in life. Always put him first. That's what it's all about. And until next week, I'm yours truly, Ed Robinson, saying so long, and we're signing off. And remember, stick to the script. We out of here. Peace.